Super Shells by Fiona Tuakoi. Shells are important for the creatures that live in them. But once those creatures have finished with them, shells can be very important for people too. For thousands of years, people have used shells for many different purposes. For example, for jewellery and decorations, or as tools, musical instruments, or even as money. Some people also like to collect shells.
Shell necklaces, shell trumpet, shell spoon.
Jewellery and decoration. People have used the shapes and colours of shells to make jewellery, such as necklaces, earrings, and rings.
Shell necklace, shell earrings, cowrie shell ring.
Paua shell and mother of pearl from oyster shells have beautiful colours that shine in the light. They are often used to decorate objects.
Hei tiki with paua shell eyes. War canoe figurehead with mother of pearl decoration.
People also decorate furniture, boxes, and even their gardens with shells. On page 16, you can read about a whole house decorated with paua shells.
Shell card case, shell box, shell garden.
Tools. Long ago in Aotearoa, Māori used shells to make fish hooks. They also used shiny pieces of paua shell as lures to attract fish.
Māori fishing lure.
Mussel shells made perfect tools for scraping harakeke, flax. Today, some people still choose to use them for this.
Using a mussel shell to scrape harakeke.
The Aboriginal people of Australia used the shells of a large sea snail for storing water. They also used them to bail out water from their canoes. So the shells became known as bailer shells.
Bailer shell.
Musical instruments. For thousands of years, people have made rattles, shakers, horns, flutes, and wind chimes from shells.
Shaker.
People of the Pacific made trumpets from conch shells. Māori called these trumpets pūtātara. The beautiful voice of the pūtātara can be heard a long way away. It was used for calling people together, sending messages, sounding warnings, and playing music.
Blowing a conch shell. Pūtātara.
Money. Shells have been used as money all over the world. They are small and light, so they are easy to carry around. Shells are quite strong too, so they don't break easily.
Strings of shell money. Kauri shell money.
Collecting shells. Some people find shells so interesting that they collect them. They get together with other collectors to show, identify, and talk about their shells.
Shell collection.
Fred and Myrtle's Paua Shell House. Fred and Myrtle Flutie were shell collectors. They lived in Bluff in the South Island. Fred liked to collect paua shells from the beach and polish them up. Then Fred and Myrtle began using the shells to decorate their walls. They ended up with more than 1,170 paua shells in their house. Their paua shell house became a famous tourist attraction. Over 1 million people from all over the world came to see it. Fred and Myrtle died several years ago, but people can still see their shell collection in the Canterbury Museum in Christchurch.